Life has its ups and downs, and like many of us, I face moments with depression. Music has always helped me find my way through, and I believe it can do the same thing for you. I'm James Cox, and this is the When Words Fail Music Speaks Podcast, a podcast about the healing power of music.
Hey everybody, welcome back to When Words Fail Music Speaks Podcast, where we fight depression with the power of music. I'm your handicapped host, James Cox, and I have another interview today. This one's going to be so great. Ladies and gentlemen, today's guest is more just an artist. He's a movement, a Billboard charting Christian hip-hop powerhouse who spent decades using music to inspire, uplift, and transform lives. From chart-topping hits like Undefeated to impact youth across the world, his mission goes far beyond the stage. He is an artist, speaker, mentor, and a voice of hope in a world that desperately needs it. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. DPB, welcome, sir. How are you doing today?
Hey, yo, what's up? Glad to be here for sure, man.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm glad to talk to you today because, man, your music is so inspiring, and I love that you talk about Jesus and God in all of, in most all of your stuff. You know, I find that very helpful, and today, yes, in today's society, really needs to hear more about Jesus and God. So I thank you for, you know, giving him the platform So where are you located right now?
I am in Ohio.
Ohio, okay.
Yes, okay. Near Cincinnati, Hamilton, Ohio.
All right, nice. Yeah. And I guess the music scene there is like really, really good, really well. Because I've never been there.
Like, I actually was brought up in New York.
Okay.
And the majority of the stuff I did was in actually Alabama. We just moved up to Ohio.
Right.
And within the last 3 years. So I don't know about the music scene.
Okay.
That well here in Ohio.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, I guess the music scene is different from everywhere because I'm in South Carolina and we have like almost no music scene here. Well, I guess we have a music scene, but all of the bigger names they run around South Carolina. They go to Georgia, Tennessee. They never come inside, you know. So I got to go out to see, you know, all the bigger names. But we do have a lot of good artists coming down. You know, so I guess it just depends on where you live and everything, you know?
Right.
So you built a career where music isn't just entertainment. It's more transformation, right?
Right, correct.
So when did you realize that music had the power to actually change lives? You know, because as a kid growing up, we never knew that it had so much power as we do right now. You know, we were just listening to regular music, like, this is great, you know. We weren't aware that it had so many great functions, you know.
Yeah. Well, what happens is, like, I believe I realized that music had power. I'll say it like this, because before I gave my heart to Christ, I used to open up for Salt and Pepper.
Yes.
You know, all the different secular ones. And when you're on the stage back then, you would say everything. I would say everything to move a crowd. I didn't have to live that everything. I could just say it because that's what the crowd wanted to hear. I learned once I accepted Jesus, there was a guy that came up to me years later after me living for God. He says, "Man, Dave, you still getting high and you still doing all the time?" And I never did none of it.
Right.
But I said that on the stage.
Okay.
And the thing was, he says, "Wow, you never did that? I started all because of you." So and he ended up becoming a crackhead. Like,
yeah.
Based off my influence of what I was doing on stage and the dream he wished he could have been, he started playing that out in his own life.
Right.
And that's when I understood, man, words have power. Music can change folks. Especially when people believe in somebody. Everything about you would change to be more like that person that you admire doing, being a fan of something. Like, I was a fan of Michael Jackson, and I felt like I became Michael Jackson. Like, so, you know, had my jacket, beaded jacket, had all of, you know,
or the glove.
So that music changed me. Like, wow, that was amazing. Like, so I believe music has always had power, and when you're growing up, you don't realize the power that it has. You just feel like you're a fan of the people that are doing it.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so.
And music is very strong now because there's a lot more mental health issues out right now because I'm clinically depressed. I went to the doctor when I was 30, you know. And music is there for me when nobody else is, you know. And that's not their fault, you know. I just choose not to talk to them about my problems, you know, because I used to think that they would never understand, you know. Music always was there for me, you know, to get me out of those feelings, you know. So music does have power for sure, even if you don't realize it, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool. That's good.
So you grew up in both in the church and hip hop culture, obviously, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So dealing with those two things, you know, because we know how hip hop was back in the day, you know, it's all about gun violence and other stuff, you know. And then you have the church, which is Christ and Jesus, and all and good things happen to those who wait, right?
Mm-hmm.
So. For you, growing up in both cultures, was that like an internal tug of war that you had to like choose early on in life?
Yes, it was a war, and it's kind of funny because that's how I ended up becoming a Christian rapper, because of the simple fact of regular rap was like a god to me. Now this is me loving God.
Yeah.
Like beginning stages of Christian rap ever, nobody was Christian rapping. So there was the turmoil because I'm singing gospel with my family, but I would go to the clubs and rap Salt and Pepper.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that type of thing. So I'm kind of in the middle and in between. It had to take a legend who was in hip hop, secular hip hop, that literally says, man, you should do that Jesus stuff.
Yeah.
Because on one side of the cassette was my secular rap, and on the other side was positive Jesus rap. See, at that moment, there was no Christian rap, so I didn't know.
Right.
So
right.
To him, it was just positive Jesus rap. And when he looked at me, being a legend that he was in the hip hop, he says, nobody's doing that Jesus stuff, you should stick with it. I didn't really listen to him like that because I'm like,
you're like, whatever, dude.
Nobody ain't doing it. Why would I, you know?
Right.
But then that's when God, how I knew God called me to do it, because I remember surrendering and saying, God, you know what? I'll give you everything. And I just don't want to do no more rapping because I felt like that was a god to me.
Right.
And that night, when I gave it all to God, God gave three pastors my number while they were praying.
Ooh, okay.
And then all of a sudden, they just wrote it down because that's what God told them to do.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, when they were done writing it down, God said, now call this guy and say he's supposed to do a concert at your church. And they would call me. They called me and it's like, I don't know who you are, but I had to write these numbers down. And all of a sudden, I didn't understand what the numbers were. And he said, then God told me to call the number. And when I called it, God said, you were supposed to do a concert at my church. Now, I didn't have enough music to do that.
Right.
But it was just, I knew at that moment, that's when God called me to do it, because I didn't want to do it.
Right.
I just wanted to worship God and just give my life to God and let me do anything. Just don't want to rap, because I felt like on the other side, it was a god to me. And that's when God's like, I called you. And I never stopped ever since that moment.
Man, that's powerful. Okay, so there was a moment in your life where you had to choose between industry success and purpose-driven music, correct?
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And was that like a crystal clear message, or did you have to take like a few days of like, okay, well, I think he's talking to me in this message, but why don't I, you know?
It was kind of crystal clear, but it was the first concert that made it crystal clear. And this is how God made it crystal clear. First of all, I'd never been out of the state of New York at that time.
Right. Okay.
And every church was out of the state that called me.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So I'm going to Philadelphia, and my first concert was ever at a Salvation Army. And this is what I knew why I was called to do it. After the concert, never heard an altar call before, even though brought up in church.
Right.
It was just, we go to church, sing, somebody opens up the word. I don't think I ever seen anybody ever come to the altar except Jesus. That was crazy.
Right.
The whole time when I look back. And so I remember just saying, man, if you just want Jesus in your life, just come up. And about 15 people came up. I didn't even know Romans 10, 9 and 10. I didn't know none of that.
None of that,
right.
It's
like, wow. Mm-hmm. And when I was done with that whole thing, there was three individuals. This is when I knew God put the seal on me rapping. Mm-hmm. There was three individuals. Now, we're talking about 35 plus years ago. Three individuals came up and said this to me. You gave us something to live for. And their ages were 98, 99, and 97 years old, and they were the best of friends.
Really?
And it says, you gave us something to live for. And I like, I knew that's what God was saying. I called you to do this. And at that moment, I knew. There was nothing else I did after I knew, after that moment.
Right.
Stayed the course.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's, I mean, that's a powerful statement, man. I mean, in the 90s, you know, I mean,
Right.
I can't imagine that.
Because we was one of the forefathers of, I'm one of the forefathers of Christian hip hop.
Yeah.
We've seen the hardships of hip hop in the church. Like if you did hip hop back then, you was considered the devil.
Right.
Like rap shouldn't be in the church.
That's what, yeah.
Now today, rap is everywhere. Like
right.
you can't have a church and somebody not rap, have a rap concert at the church. But back then, there was times a pastor would say, if God can use a jackass, he can sure enough use them. Like while we're right there.
Right.
And you were just like, dad, come. Yeah. And like that. But somebody had to go through it. And we were I believe that we were the martyrs to go through that. So a Lecrae and the different ones that are known today, Toby Mac, all of them can bust through.
Right.
That. And so we had to go through that to get through that. And that was one of the that was a crazy thing to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had to go through, you know.
Now, I sometimes I still hear that music is, especially rap, you know, rap and metal, they're both the devil's music, you know, just like you said, you know. Do you find that that's still in existence today, or you think that those two genres are getting more accepted, you know? Because metal to me is angry music. We're happy people, you know. You know, and rap is that way too for me, you know. But according to you, like do you see that shift changing now, you know, as opposed to back then?
I think there's a total shift.
Okay.
More into hip-hop, to where everybody puts hip-hop now in their stuff as
right.
A
yes,
you know. You have Forrest Frank, you have, you know, Jelly Roll, you have different ones that throw hip-hop and give that little bit of hip hop vibe in it, or the beats of it are hip hop. So, but you have some people who still feel like where hip hop came from, the source, there ain't no way we can make that righteous from the source it started.
Right. Yeah.
But metal was made from that source too, but God uses it. You know, yeah. God uses what he uses. To me, hip-hop is just like preaching a sermon.
Yeah.
I could preach a sermon to anybody using hip-hop.
Yeah.
In one song.
Yeah, I think someone told, I heard someone said that all music came from the blues, you know, because of, you know, and they said that it spawned, like, the Satan mode because of Robert Johnson, you know, in the Crossroads, you know. Yeah, so I think
have no idea. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is a great question for you. If someone isn't if someone listens to your music and they don't get anything from your music, but you told them something backstage that they took with them forever, does that mean more to you than them gaining something out of your music?
Yeah, of course. Anything that's life changing that I can say is more powerful to me than anything else. Anything, like a lot of times my concerts are filled with God, and more people get out a lot of, with what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like I wrote a book called No Bad Days.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. I wrote a book called No Bad Days, and I'm always preaching from the standpoint of no bad days. Like this, I'm just always like the positivity, always pouring out life. You know, I learned not to receive anything negative, no matter how it comes, because God sees me different.
Right.
So I can either believe what people say, or I can either believe what God say.
Yeah.
So I learned people are going to always have some type of judgment. People are always going to be positive, and people are always going to be negative.
Yeah.
People are always going to love, and people are always going to not love.
Right.
So I learned to accept who God called me to be. Who that God sees me great, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And if, when you get to that point, man, nobody can really knock you down once you're there.
No. No, you're right. You're right. Yeah, I mean, I can't say definitely, but right, you're absolutely right, because without him, I mean, you and me are nothing, you know?
Right.
So, yeah. But I'm going to ask you permission for one thing, okay? So my phone ringer is Chris Stapleton's, one of his songs, okay? May I use I Feel So Good Today?
To be like, you gotta be right to have a free life. If you wanna know how it feels like, you gotta see Christ, he's the tree of life.
Yeah,
got my thumbs up like a hitchhike, get in line just like a pinstripe, have to speak life through my windpipe so it can be right. Gonna get better now, ready for the weather now, go get your sweater now, smile like it's cheddar now.
Yeah,
time to go get it out, God will not let you down.
I'm up when I'm down, I ain't got time to frown. I feel so happy, I feel so happy. There's nothing you can say that can even change my day. I feel so happy, I feel so happy, I feel so good today.
What I'm saying, y'all jokers playing. I got the king in my hand and I'm staying. Cooking this beat, I'm about to be flaying. Faith, love, that's what I'm claiming. My goal and aim it, no longer blaming anyone for today, so I keep praying. Time to say amen, you're a champion. Time to get in shape, go ahead and weigh in. Gonna get better now, ready for the weather now. Go get your sweater now, smile like it's cheddar now. Time to go get it now, God will not let you down.
I'm up when I'm down, I ain't got time to frown. I feel so happy, I feel so happy. There's nothing you can say that can even change my day. I feel so happy, I feel so happy, I feel so good today.
Speak your life to your stereo. I'm feeling good, the scenario. Circle of life like a Cheerio. Now here we go, can you feel me though? Got the healing for your physical. Talking to every individual. Spiritual, believe God for your miracle. Oh, come on.
Oh, when I'm down, I ain't got time to frown. I feel so happy, I feel so happy. There's nothing you can say that can even change my day. I feel so happy, I feel so happy. I feel so good today.
Song to be over because that just speaks like opens up my whole like floodgates of like pure joy, you know.
You can use whatever. Oh my you god, want, man.
Yeah, dude, because I find that song so like happy. Well, it does have a happy mix, you know, and I just feel so much joy listening to the song. It gives me like a Caribbean island vibe. You know, that song is so great, you know.
I made the song just for everybody to smile in the first place. Like, yeah. To me, that's what it was. It's like, And, yeah. And it's funny because a lot of people use that when they're working out. A lot of people use it when they're waking up. A lot of people use it for because it's just so inspiring, and it's supposed to be. It's supposed to make you smile. That's the whole thing. You're like,
right, yeah,
you know what? I'm gonna have a good day today. Yeah. Like that's just what it is, and that was the purpose of even writing the song anyway. Yeah. Just from that.
For people who, because I know people would want to know this from you, and I do too. But I'm the same way as you. You know, I think every day is a good day. There's no bad days. Just like the book says, you know. But for people who can't grasp that concept, waking up every day thinking everything's going to be a good day, what advice would you have to give them to like change their way of thinking, you know, so that they can wake up and everything is a good, every day is a good day, you know?
Yeah, I got you. And you know, and that's a good question because I actually teach this and a lot of people are getting it a lot of times. We learn and we experience a lot of things in life, being made fun of, good, bad, called names, everything, right? So we got all this stuff that is filled in our minds, period. And they're allowed to show up at any time. This is what I've learned. Because it's in there, it's in there.
Right.
You could try to avoid it, but it's there. Like you could be happy getting ready to eat a hamburger.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, some thought comes up and now you mad at the hamburger. Right. Don't even know why you mad.
And you don't even want to eat it. Yeah.
Right. Because I'm mad. Right. Right. So what I've learned, and this is so important, I had to learn to love who God says I am. This is so big to me. Yeah. Once I learned that God thinks great about me, I make everything in my life subject to what God says about me. So now I learn to speak life to myself. God in the Bible says life and death is in the power of your tongue. Those who use it will eat the fruit of it. So I can speak terrible things out of my mouth and those things will be upon me because I thought and spoke it. So I learned to watch what I say out of my mouth. Number one.
Right.
That was a hard thing.
Oh, right. Okay.
Because
yeah.
It's a hard thing because you're like, man, look, nobody likes me. See, automatically, people are not going to like you if you already think that. So I had to change that. I tell folks, man, people love me. I don't care what they think, really. I go like this, man, they love me.
People love
I'm
me.
A good person. Like, right, yeah. I learned to speak it over myself. Everybody ain't gonna say that. That's good. They can look at me funny. Oh man, they love me. It's like I learned to switch what was negative and make it positive.
Yeah.
Because how I feel today, I might not feel that way 5 minutes from now. I could be the happiest person and my feelings can change for no reason.
Yeah.
So I learned I don't let my feelings dictate what I am for real. So if God gave me joy and it's a free gift, I am going to have joy even when I don't feel like having joy.
Merit.
So I'm like, no, joyous. Like I always speak to myself. I speak to myself all the time. I be like, man, that's easy for God. When something seems difficult, that's easy for God. Oh, God got me.
Yeah.
Man, the joy of the Lord is my strength. I ain't got to worry about that. Yeah. I don't have to join that argument. It's only an argument if I say something. See, so I learned, and it took practice to watch what comes in my mind, not how I feel govern what I do, because just because I get upset doesn't mean I have to be sad.
Right.
Just because I get up mad, the reason why I made that song, I tell folks, I do a TikTok every morning.
Right.
And I tell folks, this is the first thing I do. Thank you, God, for waking me up. I feel so good today. Like, I make sure, no matter how I feel, I'm going to say, I feel so good today. This is going to be the greatest day of my life.
Yeah.
I do it every day. It takes practice. I'm starting to develop God habits so I can have God's results.
Yeah.
So I do that every day. And it just gives me like, man, there's no way I can have a bad day because I'm already spoke life to my day.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So for anybody that's watching, you got to learn to speak life. You got to learn to guard what you put in and what you receive.
Yeah.
Meaning what people say doesn't mean you have to receive that. If somebody called me stupid, there ain't no way I can be stupid. God don't make stupid.
Right.
See?
See,
it don't bother me because I know what God says. And that's all that matters. If they don't agree, they don't have to agree. I'm never going to please everybody. That's
right.
Nobody can. You could take the person who feels like everybody talks about they are the handsomest or the most cutest woman in the world, right? Handsome guys, cutest. And somebody's still going to think they ugly.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So
it
don't matter. So I learned people can switch up how they think. So it's all about what you think. A lot of people think a certain thing because of something that somebody said or how they made you feel. And that doesn't mean I have to run my life according to what people did or how I feel. And that's why I had to learn, okay, I'm in control like that.
Right.
Then let me start speaking life to myself. Let me start thinking great of myself. I don't care if nobody think that no more.
Yeah.
I just know God don't make stupid. God don't make dumb. So I can't be dumb. I can't be stupid. Even if somebody called me, it's impossible.
Right.
So I learned those type of things. So that's how you get through
life. Those type of things. Yeah. And it also matters how you speak to your mind, you know, because your mind is a powerful tool, you know. Because I know if you speak down to yourself, obviously you're going to be mad at the world, but not knowing why, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do what you just said to do, you know, positivity is everything. You got it, you know.
Yep, and you got to surround yourself with that positivity. It just can't be you. If you look at things negative, certain things negative will just enter into your heart. If you listen to people talk or complain all the time, you're going to start complaining. I learned I'd rather be around people that's going to push me to be great. I ain't got time. I've been in arguments. I've been in those stuff. I don't want to do that no more. I'm done with that.
Right.
So I'm like, I don't want to join that conversation. I don't have to join that argument. I'm not going to let nobody take this happiness I have. I love it. So I'm not going to let nobody take it no matter what the condition is. It's mine.
There you go. That's all there is. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when it's all said and done, though, what do you want the people, you know, your fans, to say what your music did for them, you know, at the end of the day?
If there's something that I would want people to get out of my music, is that if there was somebody that loves God, I know that man did. Mm. And not just that, that if it was something to follow, follow DPB, because he's a good demonstration of living for Jesus.
Right.
Even when a lot of people who live for God, I feel like they hurt the body of Christ because they end up doing something that's crazy, that the world says, oh, look what that pastor did. Oh, look what that dude. I don't want to be one of those people that people could say, well, this is what he did when nobody, none of that. I want to be one of them people that's just like, man, he really loved God, man. And you could tell through his music, there's hope in his music.
Right.
Like if you listen, man, you can get a lot out of, you can get through some stuff through his music. And that's what I want. Just people's lives to change through the music.
Also, I think that it's really positive that your music can inspire today's youth. You know, you've worked with directly with youth, you know. So what's something kids are going through now today that people don't fully understand? Because I know there's a lot of talk, bad publicity surrounding children now, you know.
I think a lot of times when it comes to kids, can only be what they see.
Yeah.
This is one thing. If we don't show them the great things that can happen in their lives, they can't be that great thing. So now, but also kids, they become dangerous because now a kid can become a millionaire.
Yeah. Right.
Without school, without anything, because of like TikTok, because of like, you know,
the other
Instagram, Twitch. You don't need schooling no more if you can become a millionaire. Mm. So I think kids have too much liberty than before. Like we, you know, my mom would spank my butt. You know, you can't spank nobody today. My mom would right. put me in the corner. Nope, stand in the corner for whatever. You know, you don't, or take away certain things that I love to make me shape up. You can't do that today because the kids will fight you. Kids of today, they will shoot you. They don't have no respect for anything, for elders or anything like that. So I just think it ain't fair because it's just the way the world has made it hard for kids to actually grow up and be kids. They have to grow up and be parents as kids now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because I know a friend of mine was going to be a teacher. He's like, I can't do this. You know, kids talk back to you and everything. And they have phones now, which is unheard of. You know, because back then we never had phones in our schools. You know, and I'm sure you've never did too. You know,
right? Never.
So he's a military guy right now, and he loves his job. Yeah, but he just said that he could not do the teacher bands, and I give teachers all the respect and love, you know, for what they do now, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
If you stripped away the music, you know, the ministry and the platform, who is DPB at its core?
A person who loves people. Okay. Love hard.
Yeah, right.
You know, I'm not a person that will just run because something gets tough.
Yeah.
I'm like one of the people, if I'm your friend, I'm your friend.
For life, right.
I'm just like that, you know. And I say that to the core, and just as well as you could tell he really loves Jesus, how he loves people.
Right.
That you could see God in him, how he loves people. And if anything, if you strip all the ministry away, people are just going to say that brother loves God because the way he loves people is amazing.
Right.
For sure.
Speaking of growing up with God, okay, so was there a moment in life where you almost gave up but you didn't with anything in your, you know, upbringing or, you know?
Okay. when it comes down to almost giving up, it's probably in my divorce.
Okay. Right.
My divorce, this was started the whole no but bad days. I never wanted to have a divorce. I never wanted anything, and it was just hard. When you're hurting, I had, you know, even though I was DPB at that time, when I was hurting, I didn't have a lot of people to talk to. I was scared to talk to people, so that made it hard. And so I wanted to give up. I wanted to take my life. I wanted to, like, you know what? If I just take my life, my sons will have the insurance all my life and don't have to worry about the same troubles that I have. And that's when God corrected me and said, your sons would rather have a father.
Yeah.
And that's when I know, okay. But that was rough. I wanted to give up. Nobody likes me. They only like me because I'm DPB, not right. Because I'm David Paul Brooks. Who knew me? Who knows who I am? Do they believe I have any feelings? This is all before No Bad Days, though.
Right, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't even think like that now, but it's just the point of, at that given up point, when you're hurt, you're hurting. And when you're hurt, it brings up every hurt that you ever hurt it with, from whoever called you names back in the past to anybody that did you wrong. It all comes back when you're hurting. And there's a saying that says hurt people hurt people. The only thing when I was going through my hurt, there was nobody I knew I could hurt because I didn't want to be with nobody. I was totally alone, totally by myself. And I just was like, you know what? Let me just give up on life in general. I ain't even a suicidal person.
Right.
So for that to even come up in my mind was crazy.
Yeah.
But it did.
I don't think anybody is initially, but it's like it. The mind can play horrible, horrible, horrible tricks on you, you know, where there's no other way that they think that they can, you know, get out. And I don't think anybody is, you know, able to actually end their own life willingly. You know, I think there's got to be more than that, you know, with demons and Satan living inside your head. It's a horrible thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
In the Bible, it says we should take every thought captive. Now that's interesting that the Bible says every thought. So so when it says every thought, God knew that your mind was going to go nuts, and it's my job to pull down those thoughts that are not like God.
Right.
So I got a saying that God gave me today. I can conquer anything. I mean, in the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
I can conquer anything in my life that's not like God because I have the Holy Spirit within me.
Yeah.
So if it's not like God, I don't receive it. If it don't sound like God, I ain't going to hear it. If it don't talk like God, I ain't going to talk it. And see, that's how you stay safe. That's how it can protect you. The God says, I will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. So my job is, God ain't going to make me keep my mind on him. I have to do that myself.
Yeah.
And then God tells you, you have to take off this old person and you got to put on this new person. You have to take off the old mindset and put on the new mindset. So when we don't do that, that's where all the struggles come. The old mindsets come back. It tries to defeat everything God did. You feel like God did in your life. The old life tries to come back. My job is not to let it come back. I got to keep the new. I got to stay in the new. So that's what's fun with being in God to me. He gave me a new life. I ain't got to worry about nothing.
You don't have to worry about nothing. He's got your back 100%.
Yeah, correct.
Yes, sir. Okay, so... If it's okay with you, I would love to do like a quick lightning round.
Come on, let's go.
Perfect. All right. Favorite instrument, musical instrument?
Drums.
Perfect. I love drums too. Favorite artist growing up?
Michael Jackson.
A song you wish you wrote?
Ooh.
Yeah. There's a lot of them.
Running Back to You, Fred Hammond.
Nice. Okay. most powerful moment on stage?
Most powerful moment on stage? That's what you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay. 5,000 gang members getting saved in Chicago.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I bet that was, just.
It was crazy.
Right there, man. Goosebumps, brother. Yeah. 5,000, huh?
Yeah.
God, I mean, you can't. God. Yeah. Powerful, brother. Powerful. Yeah. So, one message every young person needs to hear right now in these times.
Live for Jesus.
There you go.
Go after God with all your heart.
Yes. Yes. Legacy or success?
Legacy.
Nice. Yeah, because success doesn't really, you know.
Right. Legacy means you've been successful and it goes down live forever.
Yeah. Okay. One last thing. Finish this sentence for me, okay? When words fail,
love conquers all.
I love that. I love that. Yes, sir. Yes,
I had to think to that. Yeah, that was a good question.
Because that's got kind of tough, you know? So, all right. So before we let you go, and I do love you and thank you and beg you anytime to come back you want
for
to.
For sure.
Everybody can go to worldofdpb.com and mm-hmm. get this book. It's out now, right? And I think you can buy it anywhere. Amazon.
You can get it on Amazon, all that type of things. Yeah. And when it comes down to all social media, everything is World of DPP.
Perfect. So it's easy.
Easy.
You mean that's something that I could not do because I wanted everything to be one word. I was like, oh my God, if somebody took it, you know. You also go on Spotify and anywhere you get music and stream the song Undefeated 3.0. It's great. And yeah, that's a lot more good songs. Especially the one I love.
I feel so good today. I got you.
Yeah. So. Now these are the songs that I personally love, and I want to give them a shout out. You know, God Mode is a song that I like. I feel so good today, which we talked about. Yeah. Brighter Day, amazing. Okay.
Wow.
Only one God, which is on your 3DPB. So, yes, I think that's an album, right? Or is that like a single?
No, that's a 3DPB. 3DPB is the album.
Yes,
that's the name of the album.
Yes, I can't, like, I can't express that. Power in the Name of Anthem. Oh my God, dude! The intro, beautiful, you know, and Blow Them Up and Rock and Roll from the Re-ID album.
Wow, you going in there though? You
yes,
was listening, bro. That, oh
yes,
my
sir, brother. I got you. You know, God is great. Yes. Sir.
Wow.
Yeah. So I honestly love you, beg you to come back in time, and I hope to God we meet one day. You know.
No, for sure. And where you live? Where you live at?
South Carolina.
That's right. You didn't say South Carolina.
Yep,
okay.
Yep.
I'm just gonna have to come to South Carolina and hang with you one time.
There you go. Or else I'll book you sometime. You know, because I'm planning on doing some bi-weekly concerts, you know, concerts there, because I'm just building this as a business, you know. It's going to be more than just a podcast. It's going to be everything, you know.
Come on, that's what you're supposed to think big. Come on.
Yeah, God's got me. You know, God's got me, you know, 100%.
Come on, all day.
Yes, sir.
And let me tell you, man, you're doing a good job too, man. It's amazing.
Thank you, sir.
And anytime you just want me to come on, you could just say, I need DPB to come on. I'll come on.
Right on. Yes, sir.
All right.
I love you like a brother. Okay.
Yeah. That's how we do. Love you back.
That's it. Yes, sir. And with that said, everybody, thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. And always remember, when words fail, music speaks. Bye, guys.